Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, November 24th, 2025, 11:24:25, 12 minutes past the hour. And we thank Marshall Cunningham from the Wyman Service Group for coming on this morning and talking about the annual Christmas tree sale, live Christmas tree sale, which will start Black Friday, November 28th, from noon to 7 p.m., 350 trees, the corner of Reed and East Church here in Marion. They'll be open this Friday from noon until 7. That's only this Friday, Black Friday. Saturday and Sunday, noon to 7, and then during the week from there on after, 4 to 7 p.m., trees range in prices from $20 to $60. What a great group. Locally here in Marion since 1946, 79 years. How about that? The holidays have officially arrived, and I'll tell you, the holidays are arriving. It's a little bit of a busy news morning around here. We'll have open phone lines here in a second, but the Auditor of State, Keith Faber, has sent a letter back to the city of Marion this morning, placing the city in fiscal caution. Now, there's a letter here talking about fiscal caution, but there's a point in this letter that is very worrisome, I would think, to anybody in the city at this point. It's point number three. Says this: the city had 13 funds as of October 31st, 2025, with deficit fund balances in the amount of $8,877,996. And there are not sufficient resources in the general fund or any other funds that may be legally transferred to subsidize the funds. However, it cannot be determined that those fund balances are accurate because the city has not reconciled their books. So there's about $9 million negative fund balances back in October, the state has found, and where does that money come from? Where did that money go? We learned on Friday, if you weren't listening to the program, the mayor sent out an email. All budgets in the city have to be cut by 10% by Wednesday. I don't know how that's going to happen. It's a dark time in the city of Marion. Go ahead, caller.
It's a dark time in the city of Marion, but good morning, Scott.
Well, the first hour was happy.
Yes, that's the Wyman are a great program, and I'm actually going to get a hold of them and see if maybe I can get my son hooked up with them, and he can go do some of the heavy lifting and the cleanup and that sort of stuff.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah.
I get him a little taste of getting ribbed by the old fellers and do something good for his community, too.
Yep, good group of guys.
But there's all kinds of insanity going on. You were talking about that letter from the state of Ohio, and another thing that people need to pay attention to, we've got Robert Landon doing his vindication tour. Number two of that letter says, significant deficiencies, material weaknesses, and direct and material noncompliance with Ohio law. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Financial audits for 20 and 21. Let's see. I'm trying to read the part where it says. It says that our software is complicated. It does not say that it is sabotaged. So that would tell me that the city or the state of Ohio has been in our computer software system. And it says the city has not reconciled its accounting journals and ledgers with the bank. The last reconciliation was December 31st, 2019. Last decade. So our books have not been balanced this decade.
And Robert took office January of 2020.
And they said that it started December. Said based on the review for the City of Marion's audited financial statements for 20 and 21. and financial data as of Halloween this year. And it says material non-compliance. Non-compliance means you don't even adhere to the law. So how he's doing his little tour, that's a whole other story. But, okay, so we get down to the $877,000, let's just call it $9 million. I remember at the beginning of the year when Jason Shaver said there was going to be a $10 million shortfall, and King Welcome gave his little talk, his community talk at OSUM, and I was there, and Cody was there, and the community was allowed to ask questions. We just wrote them on a piece of paper, and they submitted them to him, and he read them and answered them. And my question was, what are you going to do about the $10 million shortfall that's going to come by the end of the year? And he was, oh, there's not going to be a $10 million shortfall by the end of the year. That's just silly, so we don't even have to worry about it. People in the room, oh, well, I was wrong. It's only a $9 million shortfall, so I guess we don't have to worry about $10 million, just $9.
You see, there's a lot of problems.
13 funds. And I really think this is generous, Spears, because we should be in fiscal watch the way it seems. So it seems like they might be giving us a chance to get it together.
Well, I think they're giving everybody a chance to get a plan together, which I think mm-hmm. is what this means. Get a plan mm-hmm. together, figure out what you're doing. And, you know, I really don't know now, because I was not sure exactly what we were in. I had been told that it could be watch. But that line is the most
based
startling.
Based on now, it could be watch. We could definitely qualify for watch. I think they were being generous.
But I don't know how there are 13 funds totaling nearly $9 million that are in deficit as of less than a month ago, Halloween. And mm-hmm. if that's true, why was this nearly $20 million budget put together? And that's the budget. Why doesn't the budget director know that there's $9 million, 13 funds that are in deficit balances? I don't understand any of this. And if these people at City Council tonight, these councilmen representing their district collecting a paycheck, don't have questions.
This wasn't supposed to come out it's not dated until tomorrow. So,
well,
it was an email this morning. So I don't know. I don't know if they weren't expecting us to know about this tonight.
Well, how do you fix this problem? I mean, I don't know. Because you've already told, just to make the budget for next year, which the 10% cut I don't think allows you to make the budget in all departments.
Well, let's interject this real quickly. One of the cuts that they are for sure 100% making. There was a meeting, the police department, Friday. All of the police officers were called in, and they were told there will be layoffs. They will know who it's going to be Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, when everybody's budget's due to Chelsea. They will know who it's going to be Wednesday, and those people will be gone by the beginning of the year. So you get laid off the day before Thanksgiving, and you're gone by New Year's.
And do we have any idea how many people that's going to be? I did not think there could be a cut to the police budget without laying off officers. I didn't think that was possible, and apparently
that's
it's
one of
not.
The funds that's mentioned specifically in this letter. These are the funds that are, the ones that people would know would be street construction maintenance and repair fund, police fund, fire fund, sanitary sewer fund, sanitation fund, stormwater fund, aquatic center fund.
Well, the aquatic center, I think we all understand.
Well, yeah, that's no surprise. But the
sanitation fund, that's mm-hmm. people.
Well, general fund, they've got it listed too. Yeah.
Well, is that going to mean layoffs in that department?
I'd imagine everybody's going to have to lay people off work. And if they want to start with at the bottom of the rank and file police officers, which I'm sure is what they'll do, seniority union, then people need to be aware that we've got about 15-ish, what I would call pencil pushers, lieutenants, majors, people that don't drive around in cruisers and enforce laws every single day. But those will be the people that get cut. The rank and file.
Well, how?
Not the people collecting the fat paychecks.
How can Jay McDonald and Chief Deem not get up tonight and say, listen, this is going to have an adverse effect on this city and crime if something is not done here?
I mean, maybe we didn't need 11 lieutenants, Scott.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it got this way, and I don't know.
Out of control. This is how it got this way. Right here is how it says it. It says, okay, December 31st, the books were $314,000 off, with the book balance, meaning our computer software, is telling us that it was greater than the bank balance. So our checkbook is telling us that we have more money than what the bank says, and that was due to the lack of monthly bank-to-book reconciliation. And it also says the complexity of the city's accounting software. But here's the issue. Kelly Carr did not have an issue with the complexity of the city's accounting software. So that complexity did not exist until 2020. So that, honestly, I think Robert Landon went in there and tried to change some stuff, didn't know what the hell he was doing, and screwed up the computer software.
Well,
because if even when New World was going through it, they couldn't figure out why it was like that. Because that's not how it was set up.
Well, here's,
Kelly Carr did not have the same problems.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If you go back to the last mayoral election, both candidates, Glenn and Mayor Collins, were both talking about how bad the city's financial situation was, how screwed up it
mm-hmm.
was. And they both had their own plans for how they were going to fix it. So both of them, whoever was going to win, which it ended up being Mayor Collins, going in, knew that there was trouble. One of the first things Mayor Collins tried to do before he even took office was send the auditor to the transit department.
He tried to bribe a public official with a different position?
Well,
to resign? He tried to get another public official to because he wasn't even a public official then. He was still just a private citizen.
Right, so
tried to bribe a public official.
So the mayor did know clearly there were financial issues, so why keep spending money like this and get it to this point? I don't understand.
Hey, I've only been hollering it for the past year and a half, and I'm just the crazy lady over on Silver Street. Well, I'm the crazy lady on Silver Street that was correct.
Yeah, but what's
sadly, we'll be losing police officers, and who knows, when that's saying $8 million deficit, okay, so what does that do to our savings account, our carryover, whatever we want to call it? I call a savings account to keep it easy. What does that do to our savings account to get us through the end of this year? Because we're obviously ending up in a deficit at the end of this year, so we're going to have to cover that. And then how does that get us through our $20 million? Even if we got down to $15 million last year, we still have no money left.
Well, that's my... Now, here's what I don't understand. Okay, October 31st... Nearly $9 million in deficit. Okay, there's only, we think, $5 million in the savings account, investment account. So that wouldn't even cover that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even getting into next year's budget.
Nope.
So
which we need the $5 million to cover as well.
Which can't do that.
Right.
So So this 10% cut is not even big enough to get us through the budget next year.
Because that's only a $1.9 million cut. We honestly now it looks like we need about a $5 million cut. We need the whole $5 million, so we can use carryover to cover some of this year and possibly some of next year.
Listen, I am not trying to give the mayor a way out here, and I'm not trying to give council a way out because they have voted for a lot of this stuff, but there is a hired budget director who makes a lot of money. Now, how in the world could they not know that this was...
I believe she did. That's why I believe she left.
Okay, but what about the new one?
I don't believe she knows.
Well, somebody, if they were
well, I
not...
I mean, I think she knows, but I don't think she knows what it means.
If
somebody... Think people know that you're not allowed to end the year in a deficit. I don't think they understand that. I don't
somebody,
think they have a grasp of a government accounting.
Is somebody going to ask the budget director tonight if she knew that the city was nearly $9 million in the hole?
She'll need to run that answer past Mark Russell before she can...
Well, he's right there tonight.
That question before she can answer
well,
it.
Well, he's right. I just can't. Did the mayor know this?
He had to have. I mean, October 31st, they didn't just come up with these numbers on their own a month ago, less than a month ago. And isn't that right around the time that he sent the letter? I mean, it's been...
Yes, I believe it was around that time, yes.
It's been a couple of weeks. I mean, we got this quick. So I'm pretty sure the state of Ohio is just waiting for us to quote-unquote ask for help to drop this one on us.
Yeah,
because
but
the fact that they have such concrete numbers so quickly, and we haven't been able to get them for years. When I think about that, though, our books have not been balanced this decade. I go in every single day and check my checking account to see And now I realize in a city, you know, that's not going to be realistic. But it should at least be done maybe weekly, biweekly. So, you know, things like check fraud and that sort of stuff are caught. But 6 years, we're going on 6 years now. If you can put 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 6 years, and our books have not.
Well, I guess here's what I don't understand. Okay, the auditor pays the bills, but the bills are made by council and the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So, where is the snafu here?
They're creating the bills, and she's just paying them, and she shouldn't be, is one thing. But you and I discussed it briefly Saturday. I think what some of these departments are doing is they're pushing it through on labor. And she can't refuse to pay labor. She can't question labor because it's used and you have to pay it. You know, whereas, like, if somebody went and tried to buy a $20,000 cruiser, for example, she could be like, no, I'm not paying that. There's no authorization, appropriation. But when it's payroll, you don't have a choice. You can't say, no, I'm not paying it. Now, she should be like, hey, they are consistently going over their payroll, and there's going to have come a point where it needs to stop, but honestly, I think she just does the best she can to survive in that office.
Well, you know what? Her numbers...
I don't think she's in the position to give guidance. I think she's just in the position to keep the thing afloat.
Well, on Friday night, she came on the Friday night program, and she said she hasn't been involved in the budget process for the last 2 years because there is a budget director.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, I mean, I'm not... In that same breath... The money that's put in for appropriations, she should not exceed it without going to council and saying, hey, fire's exceeding their overtime, or parks has exceeded their whatever, and they want this and that, and we don't have the money for it, so you guys need to decide if you want to pay for it or not.
Yeah, but at some, I don't know, you know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
It's too late to wonder. We're past that. Now we just got to figure out how we're going to fix it.
Well, I would love to see what the plan is tonight, because the 10% that have already been proposed that are apparently going to lead to layoffs pretty significantly is apparently just the tip of the iceberg.
It's got to be just the tip of the iceberg, because that's the beginning. That's our biggest expense is payroll. So this is my prediction. Safety and service director merge. I see Rob Cowell out the door. I like Cowell, but I think he'll be the sacrificial lamb because we'll say he's already retired and has one income. Bodine needs to get his pay in line with that ordinance that I sent you. He shouldn't be making much more than $75,000 a year based on that ordinance, and he will be up to over $90,000 a year next year. We don't need two directors that are making that kind of money. We need to start looking at the top and not just looking at the bottom, because we are very admin heavy. The police are very admin heavy. I don't know about fire, but I know if our entire police force is 60-some, I know that probably 15 of them are, I don't know, what do you call them when they're not officers? Brass? I don't know. They're upper brass, lieutenants, captains, majors, that sort of thing.
In the fire department?
I don't know how many are in the fire department, but I did find out some more stuff about the cashless evidence room, so I'm going to have some questions about that tonight. Because that's a little more, there's a little more to that than what they led us to believe last week.
So, well... How could a union steward not be there tonight arguing for the employees of Marion?
If I were a union member and my steward weren't there, my rep weren't fighting for me, I would probably figure out a way to make their lives miserable.
If tonight is not the longest, most... how do they do any appropriations tonight, knowing this information?
They should not be spending one penny tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
That one penny.
There should be
no raises. There should be nothing going in effect next year.
All of this kindness and personality that's been going on for the last 2 years, if it doesn't change tonight, then there's a serious problem in this city, because there are some major, major problems coming in the next 6 weeks, and it's going to cost people their jobs at the holiday time, and it possibly could put the people in Marion in jeopardy. When you have less police officers, less firefighters, and less sanitation workers, you got a problem.
There's going to be less of everything. They're going to have to cut transit, because it's one of the things that runs six figures in the red. I mean, we're already $8 million in the hole. There's no way to prop it up. You know what I mean? There's no, you can't take from one department to give to them. Everybody's going to have to give up something.
Senior center? Transit?
Yeah, all senior centers getting cut. I already read it in the budget. That was proposed before they ever even... That was proposed in the $19 million budget. It was taking a cut.
Downtown Marion manager?
Downtown Marion better get cut. If you cut police officers, but not Alan Wilson's money. So, Alan, honey, you might want to start getting yourself a little big sale or a silent auction or something together between now and March when we give you your money so you can get your 50 grand. Because if you get your 50 grand, but we lose police officers, I will organize a downtown Marion protest.
Well, I hope the mayor...
I promise you.
I hope the mayor's got to stay... And listen, I'm putting all my faith in the mayor, right? I invited him on the show this morning. I didn't hear anything back. But
He's having a bad day.
Well, he's probably having a bad day. I hope he gets up at the beginning tonight, and I hope he has something to say that is strong and a plan, and I hope he's getting it together today. And listen, I hope he does speak tonight. I hope he speaks to us. I hope he starts speaking to people, because people in the city of Marion are worried. I was out this past weekend.
I'm not saying that to scare people. We should all be very concerned, and I'm including myself with that.
And I'm not... He better
sewer
go on.
Sewer bills are going up. He already said it in the newspaper that they're looking at that source of revenue to increase our sewer and sanitation bill. But yet our sewer and my sewer over here that we were supposed to get as part of the EPA plan, that's been put on hold because we don't have the money for it. Fire station's on hold. He said in the Marion Star quoted him as saying he'll be looking at sewer and sanitation bills. And I can't remember what else, but basically whatever they can squeeze us for, they're going to. I would bet, I don't know. We'll see how foolish they are. We'll see how far they want to press it. I bet they try to put a parks levy on the ballot next year to come to us. We don't have any money for the parks, but I don't think they're going to be able to sell us on a tax levy next year.
I think transit will be there tonight. Are we going to have a job?
Well, do you remember, I remember when Sarah went up last year, my husband actually reminded me of it, because he was there, and she said, we just heard that there's going to be layoffs, and we want to make sure that that's not true, and he said, I promise you that there's not going to be any layoffs, we're going to expand transit, transit's going to be around for a long time, and it's just going to get bigger and better.
Well, here we are.
Except for comments that didn't age well.
Here we are.
And here we are.
And here
See
we
you
are.
Tonight, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, well, we'll be there covering it tonight. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz this morning. And I'm telling you, I'm putting my faith in the mayor right now. I wish he would have come on this morning, but he's probably not having a good morning. Maybe he'll come on tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll get some kind of speech tonight. I don't know. This is significantly bad. The finances of the city don't look good. 10% cuts to all city departments by Wednesday. They have to be in for the next year. I mean, how can this not be layoffs to the police, the fire, the sanitation workers, transit department? I don't know. Maybe there'll be an answer tonight for why that won't happen. And maybe it'll be good. I don't know. Guess we'll have to wait and see. But this letter that came from the state today, fiscal caution, is talking about 13 funds as of October, Halloween, with deficit fund balances in the amount of nearly $9 million in the city. Are those numbers right? I don't know. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. 35 coming up on 36 minutes past the hour here. But boy, oh boy. Somebody better do something. Somebody better do something, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Oh, it's a you know what? I think I'm going to go get a Christmas tree on Friday and just stare at it.
Just fool yourself, just like everybody gets fooled, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. I when this letter came in this morning and I saw that number, I never dreamed it would be that big with the state we're already in.
Oh, well, but we've been very generous in the last couple of years, so you know, we made it our, you know, tried to make our friends. But all I can say is let's not worry about the poor guys that's out there doing their labor in the shittin' weather. How many pencil pushers are we getting rid of? That's where the big bucks is.
Well, and you know, that's the thing. And like I say, I don't want to advocate for the loss of anybody's job, but do we really need a budget director? Do we need a safety and a service director? Do we need a grant writer? Do we need these positions?
Well, true, but are those ones they're thinking about getting rid of? I never hear them talk about anybody that's working in the office that's going to go.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that.
And most of those are making more than the trash man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. These are big dollar jobs.
Right. And if we didn't have them before, we got them now, and apparently it didn't work because we're shaped down than we've ever been. So maybe we're looking at the wrong place to cut.
Well, I don't know if people fully understand how this is not, you know, let's blame this person, let's do this. This is, in 6 weeks, six short weeks, there are going to be police officers lost, it sounds like, possibly firefighters, possibly sanitation workers, and that's just the tip of the iceberg with the city's financial problems. I still don't think we're in line with the budget for next year. And
but I don't ever hear anything about Susie the pencil pusher or George the pencil pusher. What kind of money are they making?
Well, I bet it's not bad.
And they're not out there in the winter time, like I said, that maybe the garbage might be people don't mind because they can set the home this winter, draw their unemployment. But don't take the ones that's giving you a service every single day that we can't do without.
Well, and herein lies the problem. Here's what I can't. Do you think that Jay McDonald or Chief Deem are not going to get up tonight and argue for their departments? I would think they would.
Well, I'm not sure if they've got the steam to do it. But the whole thing of it is either lay off pencil pushers or make them take up a decrease in their pay. But
well,
you can't get rid of the people that gives a service to the taxpayers out here on the street every single day.
Well,
and think about it, if your house catches on fire and they'll say, I'm sorry, we don't have anybody to come.
Well, and coincidentally, it has not been done away with. Council gets a raise January the 1st.
Well, they should have to take a cut. Don't take the ones off the street. Everybody that's on salary takes a cut in pay.
Well, it certainly couldn't hurt.
Well, it wouldn't hurt, but they should have took a cut in pay a long time ago. But don't pull the people that are doing the dirty work for the people that's got that's sitting in the nice warm offices.
Well, and I think,
can you imagine, Scott, what our streets is going to look like?
Well, I can't imagine, because, you know, people are going to know that there are less police officers. People are going to know there are less firefighters. And yes, the sanitation, that's going to be a mess, because I would assume they're not operating with a whole lot of pork in their budget. I don't think they've got a whole lot of people out there that they don't need. How many can they afford to lose?
Okay, since he's been in office, how many people how many positions have they established?
Well, in the administration, quite a few.
Before we had them people.
Yeah, well, yeah, the budget director, the grant writer, and at one point the safety and the service director were the same job, but they were split up. That happened before Mayor Collins, but they used to be the same job.
So you take that amount of money and see how many trash men we could save.
Well, we'll see if they're willing to do that tonight. I don't know if they are, but of course, I don't know. Mayor Collins got this letter at midnight, so his attitude might be a little different tonight than it was on Friday.
Well, I'll tell you, I bet I'm glad, Glenn's glad he's sitting home in these slippers with his feet propped up.
Oh, and by the way, coincidentally, you know, people in the city did not get paid on Friday because of a glitch in the pay, and there's that.
I heard that, but then didn't that money come through, and so they'll have it this week?
It's my understanding, yes. So it's not a lack of money, but, you know, that certainly unnerved a lot of people on Friday who thought they were getting a paycheck.
Well, that's true, but so how did they squirm out of that? Maybe the city will have to do the same thing. But I think we got a lot of fat to the budget that we could trim, and I'm not talking about the guys that's out there serving us physically serving us every single day.
And
you just stop and think what the city's going to be like if they cut very many trash people. Because, you know, apparently they don't have any extra fat in that budget now.
Well, I'll be
I don't think they're thinking, or they just started thinking way too late.
Well, when the numbers start showing up this way, that'll give you an attitude adjustment.
When the numbers showing up last July, and they just said, oh, they'll go away.
You know, it's a good question. Who knew what, and when did they know it?
Well, I would think they should know every council meeting exactly what else. What are they going to do if people quit paying their taxes?
I don't know. Is that going to be their answer to this? Is it going to be a property tax raise?
Well, they ain't got any money. I mean, Joe Blow that works on the trash truck, if he doesn't have any money, he isn't going to pay his taxes. And how many millions of dollars do we have outstanding anyway of taxes that aren't paid? And not necessarily just the little old lady on the side street. There's a lot of important people who don't pay their taxes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All I can say is, Scott, don't cut the people that we can't do without, and that would be the firemen and the trash people.
I think that's going to be a big consideration tonight, and I can't imagine that they would not be at the meeting. You know, they just found this out Friday, this budget cut thing. You know, are they going to be there tonight? Are the firefighters going to be there? Are the police officers going to be there? Are the sanitation workers going to be there? I would imagine they've got some questions.
Well, the thing of it is, though, Scott, they need to trim from the top, not the bottom.
Well, we'll see if that's something the mayor offers up tonight. He's on the clock. We got 6 weeks left.
All I can say, I wouldn't be in his shoes. I don't care how much money he makes.
I think a lot of people feel that way this morning.
Hey, Scott, we're going to go away and do something today.
That's right. And then we'll...
maybe pay our bills.
That'd be a good thing. That'd help.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Monday, November the 24th, 2025, 11:24:25, 45 minutes past the hour. Well, it's Thanksgiving week, and here we go. I don't know how thankful the city is right now, but the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Somebody better get a grasp of something that's... a grasp better be gotten of what's going on down there, because there is a serious, serious problem. A serious, serious problem, to say the least. Go ahead.
One thought, and then I'll let somebody else call. Last Monday, it was too soon to talk about laying people off. Friday, the police department got the word that people are getting laid off.
You think they'll show up tonight?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Because maybe they're still holding out hope that some miracle will happen and they don't want to rock the boat.
Well, maybe there'll be some hope tonight.
Their union rep should be there for sure.
We would think. Thank you.
Bye, Scott.
And again, phone lines are open if you'd like to weigh in on this, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 46 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Radio. City's in some interesting straits, to say the least, right now. And you've got to hope now. You've got to hope that the mayor's got a plan, and you've got to hope that the council's got a plan, and you got to hope that that plan's coming tonight, because everybody's on the clock right now. Everybody's absolutely on the clock, because jobs are hanging in the balance, and services are hanging in the balance for everybody in the city of Marion. And hopefully there's some kind of plan, comprehensive, that can fix some of these problems and turn things around. Because I don't know, I would like to, somebody needs to go back in the history books and see if there has ever been a situation in the city not caused by something going on nationally that is the likes of this. And is this because of several years of not reconciling the books? Is that what this is all about? I don't know. Do we have a spending problem? Do we have an accounting problem? Whatever problem we have, it's not looking good these days for the city of Marion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And like I've said before, if somebody wants to call in from the administration, city council person, reassure people that things are not as bad as they are, feel free to do that. You know, I think people at this point would probably like to hear that, that things are not as bad as they are. But I don't know. I don't know if that reassurance can be given at this point. Is there $5 million in the savings account? Does the city really have $9 million in deficit line items this year? How much is the budget still over for next year above what the projected revenues are? You can't pass a budget that's in the negative. And at what cost will that be to the taxpayer? At what cost will that be to the person who lives in the city? These are all the questions that are coming to a head tonight. And by the way, I should mention 6:30 tonight, it's a full city council meeting. It's not committees. It's a full city council meeting tonight at 6:30 at City Hall, second floor. So if you want to get in on that, tonight would be the time. And what a time for this all to come. Right here during the holidays. Well, here we are. And again, the phone lines are open with 10 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And is there going to be a reason given for why this happened? You know, I'm not sure that there's been a good reason given there as of yet. Why has this become a thing? How did it get to this point? And I guess some people would say, well, why does it matter? Well, I think you'd want to know so it didn't happen again. How did we get to this point? And maybe who doesn't need to be around anymore? And I think what one of our callers said is going to be the sentiment from a lot of people. They don't want to see the firefighters laid off. They don't want to see the police officers laid off. They don't want to see the sanitation workers laid off. They want the people working in the offices to go. They want the people with the big salaries to go. Now, will they? Is anybody going to own up to that? Cuts to the senior center? Possibly. I don't think we have any definitive answers, so I don't want to say anything definitively, but I don't know how much of a budget these places have that they can cut at this point. And where do we go from here? Well, we've got 9 minutes left. If anybody'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, you just think back to the last 2 years, and you think back to everything that has happened, and was it all worth it? Was it all worth it to get to where we got today? You know, what was it? To fund a lot of this stuff, was it worth the issues we're facing today? That's a big question. Now, maybe to some people it was. Maybe people felt this was the way to go. I can't understand. Did people not know how to read a budget? Listen, I am not an accountant. So I would not be the one to read the budget. But I do think that if you have a budget director, hopefully they would be able to read the budget. And I'm not sure how that has become such a problem. I mean, if you, and I guess if you fall back on the idea that we never knew what the money was to begin with, then maybe you don't need a budget director. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Damn it, Scott, make me call again.
Yeah.
It's number two, I'm pretty sure, on that letter. I don't have my laptop, that says that the money that our financial software system told us that we had, so basically our ledger told us that we had more money than we actually had in our bank account. So when your piece of paper in front of you tells you that you have more money than you actually do, it's easy to just keep writing checks. So if you don't ever make that piece of paper match what the bank says, you don't know how much money you have. Now, I'm not saying they should have just spent like there was no tomorrow, but no one knew how much money we had. That's why I told them to stop spending money, and I was crazy lady on Silver Street.
Right, but what's the root of that problem?
2020 and 2021, no reconciliation's being done. Our bank account has not been balanced since December 31st, 2019. That letter from the state of Ohio, who is a auditor of state, who is a Republican, because somebody's starting that in your comment section, it's the dirty Democrat. No, the auditor of state is a Republican. He's been in office for 7 years. He will likely be our next attorney general for 8 years. He's a Republican, so he's not like doing dirty Democrat tricks down there. They said our books have not been balanced since December 31st, 2019. We have not balanced any of our checking accounts. So we just keep blowing through our investments to cover when, you know, stuff's getting ready to be returned, or we don't have enough money, or we found out we didn't pay it and we pay it late. So, you know, we're finding out.
Well, from one of our listeners out there this morning, they're saying raising the garbage bill will adversely affect we older people on fixed incomes. Well, yeah.
People already don't pay them, so what is it going to do? Is it good to raise them? And to the last caller, or to the our city council friend's caller's point about property taxes, now the city doesn't get a big portion of property taxes. We do get some because people get that confused a lot also. But that is something we should implore Grogan to do. We should implore him to do it for our school system and for the taste that the city does get, because we need every penny that we can get. So we should pass a resolution imploring our county prosecutor to start going after property taxes. And like she said, I'm not talking about the little old lady that missed a year. You know, I'm talking about when you read these lists of these people that owe property taxes, TC Properties is probably on there 50 times, and I bet they owe $500,000 in property taxes. Why aren't we going after them? They're using their properties to make money. Help our schools, help our city, help our county. You know, so there's solutions to these problems. Are they going to implore their buddy Grogan down there to take action?
Okay, I guess here's my question as we get to the end of the program today. And again, I am not trying to particularly pick on the budget director. But if you have doubts that the money you're getting, the balances you're getting, and you know you have not reconciled for 5 years, I would hope the budget director knew that.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that, and you know the numbers you aren't getting aren't right,
I'm going to quote Bill Collins from October last year, because I know what you're going to say. I was asking, where is the money for Party Bus going to come from? Where are we getting that money? How do we know that we have that money? And Collins stood up and said, because I have a budget director. That's how I know that there's the money to fund this. And that was October 28th of 2024.
But how did she know what money was in there? If the numbers weren't correct.
They knew.
Well,
I'm telling you, that's all. I just read that quote the other day.
Well, I guess all I'm saying is, why do you need a...
You shouted it in my face.
If
I have a budget director. I know how much money we have.
Okay, but if your bottom line isn't any good, then what good does it have to have a budget director?
It doesn't. It's monopoly money. You're just moving it around.
Well, again, if there aren't a lot of questions for the budget director...
Seriously, all she did basically was sit up there and move, make spreadsheets and move money around, dollar figures around on spreadsheets for 2 years, because none of it clearly was any good.
Well, are the council... I you know... I'm going to have faith.
Don't put your faith in council, Scott, because they dug us into this mess, too.
Well, yes, but boy, they better have a lot of questions tonight. Boy, are they going to stand up for the police officers, the firefighters, the sanitation workers that might have their head on the chopping block?
They'll do whatever King Welcome tells them to do, and that might be whatever the state of Ohio is saying to do at this point.
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe...
I'm sorry. You know, I was right, and I'm going to take that victory lap for a second, but I'm sorry that I was right. I'm sorry that they didn't do something sooner. I'm sorry they didn't get the spending under control, and I'm sorry for all the people that are going to be affected by this. You know, whether we're losing services or you're losing your job, this is affecting us town-wide. Some of us will feel it a lot worse than the others, but I'm sorry that it took this to stop the runaway train that was our city's finances.
Well, will that even
come up? And we're not out of the woods.
Will that even come up? Will anybody, I've never heard anybody say that the city's spending was out of control. I've never heard it.
You've never heard me say it?
No, I've never heard anybody admit to it in the city.
Jason. And Miranda's even said, well, and Ayers, because Ayers called this at the beginning of the year. He said there will be layoffs by the end of this year.
But didn't he also vote for the economic development position?
I believe he did.
So that's what I don't understand. I don't understand a lot of these votes and a lot of these things.
Well, realistically, though, doesn't Ayers have to take the word of the administration and the auditor and the budget director that there's money for this position?
And here's the question again. Is anybody going to ask the mayor, the budget director, what happened here?
Because maybe they can ask and not get screamed at.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Mayor Collins' attitude tonight better not be to get up and scream at people, because he has got the weight of the world on his head. And I am going to hope that he comes in tonight, because he did do that, I mean, on a much smaller scale, when it came to the screeners and kicking people out of City Hall. He did come around on that issue, and he acted sensible, and I'm going to hope that's what we see tonight, because a lot of people need reassured. This isn't about screaming at people and putting blame in places. This is about, you better assure...
No, we're past the point of blame.
But you better reassure these people who have been with the city for years.
Ones that have been around for years will probably still be around.
Well,
decade, you know, when, I don't know the seniority of every group, but the ones that have been around forever will still be around. It's the ones that haven't been around for a long time that will be losing their jobs.
Well, but I don't know how long that is.
But just, I don't either, because, it could be 10 years in one department, it could be 2 years in another, just depending on how much staff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There could be people around 10 years who could be losing their job and had no idea about it prior to last week. And here comes Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Here we go.
And you'll be gone by Christmas. So,
we'll find out.
Bye, Scott.
All right, for this episode tonight, City Council, second floor of City Hall, 6:30 p.m., should be a meaningful meeting. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett.